I'm Sean Murphy with Daniel Ladmoreau from Cité des Arts.
Thank you, Sean, very much for having me on your program and giving me the opportunity to tell you about. Cité des Arts has been around in downtown Lafayette for 22 years. We incorporated as a nonprofit in 2000, but we moved into the building we're in now in 2002. We've been here since. We are a multi-use arts facility, and our mission statement is very simple. We're a recognized community leader as an open, accessible, affordable space for grassroots development of the arts and culture. We call ourselves a grassroots arts incubator because we focus on local artists, local performing groups, writers, whoever it is, and give them an affordable and safe space to create. If a playwright has a play, generally we're the first place they go to. As a matter of fact, right now we have running an original musical called Bartender by a local, very talented local playwright, actor by the name of Ian Bonas. It's, I believe, his second original musical. We give artists the opportunity to kind of begin exploring at any age their voice and their vision. We work a lot with LPSS and host their talented spring recitals every year, which is K through 12. All the kids in the talented arts program in Lafayette Parish exhibit here. The theater kids and the music kids perform here. We're kind of a jack of all trades. We really don't say no to anyone.
Let's talk about a little bit about the fundraiser. Who's behind Cité? Whose vision was this?
Well, the vision was the vision back in 2000 of Dr. Maureen Brennan. She started Cité. She was the president of the Lafayette Community Theater way back when, in the 80s. And in the early 90s, that closed. And that was located downtown as well. And so there were no performing groups. There was no space for performance here for theater performances in Lafayette. So she had the idea of creating this kind of unique space where that hosted theater, but did a wide variety of other things as well. And it kind of started doing children's French immersion theater. And we kind of grew from there. And the mission kind of developed organically, which is the beautiful thing about this place. Everything here kind of develops organically. And so it evolved into, you know, our exhibit space, our 100-seat black box theater, our second theater. We have a dance studio. And all of that was Maureen's vision. She wanted a place that was a city of art. Cité des Arts is the literal meaning. And she started this with an intent of keeping not only the arts and culture going here in Lafayette, but also to reach young and old and really plant the seed and tend it and water it and let it grow and sprout homegrown talent in a wide variety of disciplines in the arts.
And I know as a nonprofit, you give so much back to the community. It is the heart of everything that Dr. Maureen wanted to do.
She's had her hand in anything arts and culture in this town for so many years. She was a former president, early president of Festival International. She was a member of Rotary. She was incredibly civic-minded and always about service. And the one thing you don't say to her is you can't do that.
Ah.
No, that's impossible.
That does not exist in her language. The Cité gives back so much tenfold to our high school students, collaborating and working with our high school students. And I know that you give scholarships. So that has to come through fundraising. So tell me
that's
about
right.
That.
Well, we don't do scholarships yet, but that's always been one of Maureen's dreams, which is why it's the Maureen's Dream Fund. And that's what we're working toward, being a facility that does everything I just described, but also administers scholarships to students. So the Maureen's Dream Fund is a new fund we're going to establish at the Community Foundation of Acadiana. This is going to be the first official fundraiser for it. And as you said, the idea is to give back. The idea is to keep Maureen's vision and her idea going. And as soon as we get it established and get all the particulars about how these scholarships work, and it's also going to be a funding mechanism for Cité des Arts, because you're right, we're a nonprofit, so we also have to do the day-to-day. But the main thrust of this fund is going to be to begin establishing scholarships.
I love the 20s. I love Paris, even though I've never been, but you're going to take us to Paris.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. The fundraiser is called The Roaring 20s, An American in Paris. Maureen's Dream Fund Soiree. And we're going to go all out with this. Paris in the 20s was kind of a remarkable time. Hemingway and Fitzgerald, there's a whole lots of romanticism and burst of creativity at that time. And not only in Paris, but in America too, in the Roaring 20s. We're encouraging folks, it's not required, but we encourage you to come in costume. Stacy's Catering is going to provide you some delicious food. The Dave Mouton Experience, doing traditional jazz from the period, is be your background music. as you're eating. We have a silent auction going. We have some terrific local artists who are contributing pieces to our silent auction. We're hoping it's going to be just mostly just a big fun night in order to raise some funds for this new fund that we're creating. The J.C. and Fern Moss Family Charitable Fund has committed to a $10,000 matching grant for this fundraiser. So every ticket you purchase, every donation, if you can't make it, you can donate. That is doubled. So rush out there right now. Go to ctatazar.org to donate and to purchase your ticket to this event. It's Thursday, September 26th from 6:30 to 9:30 at the John Nickerson House Event Center at 310 North Sterling. Now, this is a beautiful old home, I believe built in 1898 in the Sterling Grove neighborhood just off of downtown. It is an historic property. And Ravi Dagila, who owns it through Bon Vie Events, they are donating the event space to us for this fundraiser. So we're very hugely thankful to Ravi for partnering with us and allowing us to do it. But that's at 310 North Sterling in Lafayette. Tickets are $75. It's in a neighborhood, so there's going to be street parking. But it's right. A safe neighborhood. We have security. It's going to be a fun night.
Let's go ahead and get the website for the more information and for tickets.
Absolutely. So our website is ctatazar.org. Questions or any issues, you can call me at 337-291-1122. That's my office number. CITEDESARTS.org.
Thank you so much, Danny. Vlad Moreau.
Thank you for having us on.